This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters and police, hospital and ER room workers, the 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks, too, working on those oil rigs. And let's not forget the bridge tenders, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, or check out our all-new website by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com for our all new website. Joining us right now, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's get started with the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, yesterday, Joe Biden snapped, ripped, tore, fell down, rolled over. I'm not sure, but listen to this audio of an interview he had with a CBS reporter, of all people, a CBS reporter, and he went off the deep end.
Have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump, who brags about his test and makes your mental state an issue for voters?
Well, if he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me, but, I mean, I'm so forward-looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debates. There's going to be plenty of time. And by the way, as I joke with him, you know, I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say something I probably shouldn't say. Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical and mental fitness.
Little stumble there at the end, a little brain freeze.
Wow.
I mean, I don't even know what to say to that.
Well, again, we're watching this unfold before our very eyes. And number one, I can't imagine that, because typically, I mean, he knows he's going to get these kinds of questions, or his people know that he's going to get these kinds of questions. So he would have an answer like, well, when I spoke about testing, I meant COVID. But, you know, and just sort of get out of it like that, as opposed to, come on, man, what are you, some kind of cocaine addict?
But Kyle, a few weeks ago, he was tested every day for everything.
Well, that's right, because...
Not my words, his.
Well, I know. And thankfully, he's getting questions about this, at least at this point. But you're right. It's always something weirder, more bizarre, And then his reaction to the interviewer is a great example. And then after that, he was completely flustered. Again, this person wants to be president of the United States of America.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
And then we had Sally Yates yesterday testifying. Here's a little bit of her.
You mentioned shock value that is shocking what the Russians did. I agree. We need to stop it. Did you read the Horowitz report, Ms. Yates?
I did.
Were you shocked by it?
I certainly was shocked, yes. I think that the conduct that was reflected there.
So let's talk about that conduct right quick. We're talking about using a document that came from a Russian subsource to get a warrant against an American citizen repeatedly that was full of garbage. Does that bother you?
Well, I'm not sure that I
agree. Does it bother you that the FISA court rebuked the Department of Justice and the FBI regarding the Carter Page warrant application?
Senator, I believe that the Department of Justice and the FBI have a duty of candor with the FISA court.
Do you believe they fulfilled that duty?
No, I do not believe that they did. I think that there were.
As a matter of fact, you signed that warrant application in October and January. Is that correct?
That's right.
Knowing.
That right there is enough to damn anybody. You signed that, back there. Yes, that's right.
Exactly. And it all starts.
Do these people not look at what they're signing? I mean, we're talking about legal stuff here.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hold the fort for just a second here. All right, good morning. Who's this? Our buddy up there in Jasper?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Make it quick. Make it quick.
Yes. You may recall a guy by the name of Gary Hart. Didn't he dare the media to follow him around?
Gary Hart was the one with the girl on the boat, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, monkey business. And I think that our former vice president just put out a dare.
Well, maybe he did, but thanks for the call, and you're breaking up on me. I don't know what that's all about, but thank you there, Nelson. And, Kyle, you know, we're going to be going to the break here in just a second. But there's a lot of stuff going on here, but there's nothing to compare with what we're seeing, Joe Biden literally falling apart live and in living color on television, suffering from dementia.
Well, if he's going to debate Trump at some point, unfortunately, America will be seeing that happening all at once.
You bet. Hold that thought. And, folks, we couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. It's live and in living audio right here for all of you to hear. And Kathy is going to take us to break, so let me find her right here. Okay, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendabite. Extendabite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome.
probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, and I am going to take it away, Mr. Announcer Guy. Now, this portion of the program, as always, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, if you're struggling with nagging pain, let's say you got arthritis like I do from all the different fractures I've had, back pain, got that too, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, yep, for sure, knee pain, hip pain, and just general muscle aches and pain in general from your average day that you perform. This is a product, Relief Factor, that will help you. It's not narcotic. It's all natural. It comes with turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, drug-free. It's all 100% botanical and fish oil product made from clinically developed formula that supports regulation of key enzymes and proteins. And it also supports healthy joints and muscles. But the most important thing is it will get you out of pain. Now, you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. It costs $19.95, $19.95. You try that to begin with. And then if it works for you, you just stay right on it, and boom, you'll get it every month. And how you do that is you go to my website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. There's a little video there that you can look at from Pete and Seth, and they tell you all about the product, all about how it works. You'll hear people in there, might even hear me in there talk or see me in there talking about how the product has worked for me because I did a tutorial. And again, I've been taking this product for 4 years. So go to relieffactor.com/captain, sign up for the 3-week quick start, $19.95, and you're in like Flynn. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Joe Biden got a very important endorsement yesterday. Who was it that endorsed him?
It's the Communist Party USA. Who is now evidently endorsed Biden, although they say he's not, quote-unquote, better than Trump, they're just trying to get rid of the fascist Trump regime or something like that. I mean, honestly, if you get that kind of endorsement, Captain, you know, that's an endorsement that he should refute immediately and say, I don't want their endorsement.
Well, it's the second one along that line they've got, because the other one was called the Democratic Socialist, and who is that?
Well, sure, yeah, well, that's definitely heading that way to communism.
But who is it? That's AOC and Company.
Well, AOC and Company, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and so again, you know, it's this kind of thing where, again, they just want to go get Trump. Because Trump is the threat to those who absolutely want to establish an authoritarian.
And the reason for that is because there's an investigation going on right now that's moving along, and everybody's trying to pull at teeth to figure out what the heck's going on. And they're not getting any information, which is good. They don't need to. John Durham, I call him Bull Durham, his information does not need to be leaked to anybody, but somebody is going down, and they're scared to death.
Oh, yeah, I think
and
you're
let's,
absolutely
and,
right.
And with that being said, let's get back to Sally Yates. There's another minute of Sally Yates, but listen to how she changes her tune as Lindsey Graham puts her on the spot.
Now, knowing then what you know now, would you sign that application?
Senator, I would never sign any document.
So I take that to be no, because that document was a fraud. Is that a fair statement? If you knew then what you know now, you wouldn't have signed it?
I wouldn't sign anything that I knew to contain errors or omissions.
Well, did that contain errors and omissions?
Yeah, and I would never knowingly sign a document.
Right.
I didn't do that in the 27 years.
I believe you didn't know that what you signed was wrong. The question is, if you had known, you wouldn't have signed it. Is that correct?
No, if I had known that it contained incorrect information, I certainly wouldn't have signed it.
Thank you. And do you agree with me it did contain incorrect information?
I know that now based on the Horowitz report.
That's all I'm trying to say. I'm not saying that you lied to the court. I'm saying you signed something that was a lie and you didn't know it.
Now, it took him all that just to get her to answer a simple yes or no. And she still didn't answer a simple yes or no. She had to do the legal jargon.
Well, sure. And that's because they know that this is really, Captain, one of the biggest scandals that we've ever had in our nation. When it comes down to the kinds of things that we saw from James Comey, especially in regards to General Flynn, the interview that they're talking about with Sally Yates and so forth. But it is really, really big time to be able to use the United States law enforcement or investigative apparatus in a political way against a political opponent. And again, had the things been reversed, you can imagine the outcry from the media. But the media is strangely kind of silent on a lot of this.
Imagine that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because, again, you know, it's all about getting Trump. As long as it's about getting Trump, we'll throw away anything that's our traditional bedrock principle.
Mm. Okay. Now, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. There's so much stuff going on here. It's just a plethora of information that I can find here about almost anything you want to go after. For example, Twitter and Facebook yesterday blocked the Trump campaign from posting any more stories about COVID-19 or coronavirus for what they called virus misinformation. Now, I didn't see the post because it was gone, but somebody sent me a post of what it was, and I still haven't found with my fact check any misinformation. What the hell's going on here?
Well, yeah, I think they had blocked the president because his personal account at Real Donald Trump had retweeted part of a video. They say that included an interview where President Trump said that children are virtually immune from getting COVID-19. So that's, I think, what was the crux of the matter. But again, I'm curious who knows everything there is to know about COVID-19, and then they get to fact check that, I guess. But again, we've known up to this point that children do much better against it. Now, nobody wants to go out and expose children on purpose to anything like this. But I think he was talking about these things in context of getting schools back, you know, reopened and be able to get our society moving forward again. But again, you can do these things safely. But again, it's a power play on part of these kinds of social media networks.
Speaking of moving forward, California has threatened the Reverend John MacArthur's church with hefty fines for defying the lockdown order by the governor. This after California came out and threatened to turn the power and the water off to the apartments and homes that were were having these exorbitant parties, or so they said, with 100 people here, 50 people there, that sort of thing. And what is going on in California? Have they lost their minds out there?
Well, that's right. I think there was a party, I think, over the weekend in Los Angeles, and I think it resulted in some violence and so forth. But yes, the L.A. mayor, that's Gil Garcetti, he is now saying that the Department of Water and Power will cut off your water, your power, if you're having a big house party. I don't know that they've mentioned exactly what a quote-unquote big house party is, and some of these parties have been pretty big because they're rented out homes or something, and people show up, and it's quite a gathering. So I don't know that that necessarily would apply to people who have a few friends over or something like that, but it does show the amount of seriousness, and this isn't anything new, because I think businesses in Los Angeles were also threatened with disconnection of power or shutdowns if they opened contrary to the COVID-19 shutdown orders before. But this is just the next round. Whether it's legal, I think, it's part of the public health crisis, so they could probably skirt it by and say, yeah, it's legal, but there probably would be some challenges, I'm sure.
Yeah, and there's something else that's going on here right now. BLM is out there, and they have quite the political organization, and well over $1 billion, we're being told, correct?
Oh, yeah, big time.
All right, well, over in St. Louis, a political dynasty, if you will, was knocked down in terms of Congress in a primary, and a newcomer by the name of Con Bush, who is a Democrat socialist. That's the party he belongs to. A Democratic socialist, also part of the Democratic Party. They allowed him to run on the Democratic side. Knocked out an incumbent long-term congressman. So now this is another one of the AOC people that's coming into the mix.
Yeah, that's true. And I think it was Tlaib who said that the squad is coming back stronger and larger in the Congress, this kind of thing. So it'll be interesting to see, again, how it plays out. We're under 90 days away now, but, hopefully they just keep telling us what they're going to do so we can vote against them.
Hold that thought. Okay, and welcome aboard, Janine, to the Captain's America Third Watch. You just became a member, and we appreciate you, and thank you very much for joining the team. And jump in the chat room. Have a converse with us. We're over there talking away. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The lead physician on President Trump's coronavirus task force, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told Reuters he believes a vaccine for the coronavirus is not too far away.
We likely are going to have maybe tens of millions of doses in the early part of the year, but as we get into 2021, the manufacturers tell us that they will have hundreds of millions and likely a billion doses by the end of 2021.
Because of rising coronavirus cases, Chicago has decided not to bring back classes in the fall.
and New York City is putting up roving checkpoints to enforce a quarantine for people coming from virus hotspots. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
It couldn't be clearer why it is so important that there are clear rules in place for folks traveling in or folks who have gone out of the city and come back and have been in one of those 35 states.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico. That's Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Back in the old days when it started, it was called Government Employees Insurance Company. And it was set up to give everybody a break that worked for the government. And, of course, now they still do the same thing, but they do it for everybody and anybody. And they can save you money because they've been doing that for more than 75 years. And they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me. Now, if you got a car or a truck or a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can go over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and type in your zip code, because that's what you got to do to get a quote, and you can get a price quote on your vehicle. Now, if you happen to own a home, or if you're a renter, and you have insurance, or you want to get insurance, you can also have a cost comparison done there with your homeowner's or your renter's insurance policy. And if you bundle it together, voila, you'll save even more money. So you're a winner, winner. Check them out, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, while we were talking during the break, you and I back and forth, I decided to hop over to Real Clear Politics and take a look at some stuff. Joe Biden's in real trouble. Real trouble right now. Top battleground states. Biden leads in the top battleground states by 1.3%. That is too close to call in any day of the week at all.
Well, you know, Captain, I'm glad that you're bringing that out, because all I seem to hear as I listen through different stations during the day is that Biden's ahead.
The difference of what I'm looking at and what you're looking at is I'm looking at the average of all the polls that have been done.
Right.
Now, the Real Clear Politics national average, Biden is up by 0.1%.
Wow.
Now, are you ready for this? Favorability ratings. Donald Trump, plus 3.4%, more popular, more favorable than Joe Biden.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. I think, again, Captain, people have had a lot going on in their lives. There's no doubt about that. It's an understatement. and they've been trying to take care of business. They've been trying to keep their job. They've been trying to, you know, feed their family. They've been trying to do all these things. And now they're starting to begin to take an interest because we're getting much closer to the election now.
Yeah.
And they are, I think the polls are reflecting
that. Yeah, and somebody's going to say to me, well, yeah, but Joe Biden's up by 6.2% in Michigan. Yeah, that's the poll. It's up there, and he's up by that. That is one specific poll, friends. Go look at all the polls that have been done in Michigan, and you are going to be shocked to find out what's actually going on there because it's not what you think it is. All right, hold on, Kyle. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm driving, yes, hello. Yes, I'm southbound in Florida.
Okay. Well, what's your name, sir?
It's Ken.
All right, Ken, what's up?
Well, I just have something to add to in talking about Joe Biden.
Go right ahead.
How is it not Joe Biden's VP selection, how is that not discriminatory to people who are white when his selection is out there saying he wants to have somebody, a female and somebody of color?
Right.
How is that not discrimination? I mean, if the CEO of a major company were to put it out there and say, I would like to hire somebody and they have to be a female, a white woman.
Yeah.
How is that not?
Okay, we'll answer that for you, and thanks for listening, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon. All right, Kyle, that is discriminatory. I mean, I've been thinking about this ever since I heard it. Well, I've got to pick a black female. I mean, come on. How about whatever happened to picking the best qualified candidate?
Well, you're absolutely right, Captain.
And would that be a black a female if it was the best qualified candidate? I have my doubts.
Well, you know, but I think Ken has a great point, Captain, and that is to say that once you decide to, you know, tell, I guess, every other group of people, you need not apply because we have a specific thing in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be the best for America because, you know what, the best choice for America could very well be a black female candidate, but we'll never really know because the Democrats have decided to employ this form of racism, basically, and it's just really, really sad. I don't know what this teaches our young people, but
well,
they've just gone off on this tack now.
Here's the problem. We knew when the Democrats got out there and ran their list of candidates during the primaries to begin with that this election was going to go for the Democrats anyway, left, because everybody was left of center. Everybody.
Right.
Except for Biden.
Right.
So, if he wanted to win, he had to start coming over to the other side of the aisle, and he did a little by little. And he finally got over to where, well, yeah, I think it. And he actually said it. I mean, he can't say he didn't say it. He actually said, well, yes, I believe we need to take the money from the police and we need to direct it somewhere else. Why is that not called defunding police since you're taking the money from them and you're putting it somewhere else? That's the same damn thing. And then he tries to go, well, you know, I never said defund the police. Yes, you did, Joe.
Well, right, and again, that's a fancy way of saying that, but it accomplishes exactly the same thing, and he's saying that so that he gets accepted by the particular groups of liberal-minded people who believe that we should defund the police,
and
so he thinks it's a win-win.
And we don't have to go any further back than Barack Obama, the divider-in-chief, and that's what he was. I'm sorry, I don't care who doesn't agree with me, but if you take a look at what he did, he took race relations and put them in the toilet.
Well, of course, that's right, because it's quite interesting to me too, Captain, because America voted for a black president twice.
Well, when did we have Ferguson? Who was the president?
Well, yeah, that's right. Obama was the president.
Who was the president when we had Baltimore?
That's right.
Thank you.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, and what were they churning? I mean, and Barack Obama's up there going, oh, yes, we're in America, and he's up there just soaking the fires.
Yeah.
And he's still doing it.
But the fundamental premise that America is somehow racist, over, is just wrong.
I'm going to say this one more time for everybody to hear loud and clear. In the military and in the fire service and in the police service and as an EMT, you don't give a rat's ass the guy, the girl that's next to you, what color they are, whether or not they can stand up, whether or not they have to fall down, whatever the deal has to do, that when it comes to doing the job that needs to be done, that they can do exactly what you can do when you need to do it. That's all you care about. And everybody still survives at the end of the evolution, whatever it might happen to be. That's a fact.
Well, right, and that's because you're part of a team.
That's right.
And the team...
We go.
That's right.
Not me, not I, we go, which is why this program is all about not I, not me, not my, but we the people.
We the people is exactly right. And that those are the things, Captain, that we do naturally, you know, in so many cases, but yet we have people who are trying to divide us to make sure that, oh, no, you shouldn't love your neighbor.
Yeah.
You need to hate your neighbor.
Yeah, and for my listeners out in Iowa tonight, what the hell is your governor thinking when he decides, well, yes, I'm going to allow what Black Lives Matter wants, and I'm going to give the felons voting rights, regardless of what their crime was.
Isn't that something? And again, yeah, that's capitulation in so many ways. And again,
you know what happened in Florida, don't you?
What's that?
Well, they were going to give all the released prisoners, they were going to give them their voting rights back. And I said, no, wait a minute. The stipulation is some of these prisoners have to pay fines. It's part of what they do, or court costs. And if they haven't paid that, they haven't done everything they were supposed to do to get their rights back. So guess what? Till they pay all these fines that are against them, et cetera, and a court agreed to it, an appeals court agreed to it, they don't get to vote.
Well, and that sounds pretty reasonable. You need to pay your debt to society.
Mm-hmm. That's
absolutely
right.
Yeah.
That's right. And if you owe somebody $100,000 because that's what the judge said you had to do, then guess what? Till you pay that money off, you don't vote.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
Now, we are going to talk at length. I'm not going to do it now, but we're going to do it probably after the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, because it's not that busy tonight. But I'm going to talk about the Zogby poll that came out and what I'm seeing when it comes to the polls in these states around the country. And I just alluded to it with the Real Clear Politics thing, but I can go down state by state by state and actually find polls that one poll will say one thing, one person's up by X amount of points, and in the same state, another poll's got the other guy up by X amount of points in the same exact state.
Well, in many ways, Captain, you can be manipulated by how you ask the question, how you sample.
Or who you're asking it to.
Well, that's very true.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of this, and remember, at this point in the last election cycle, Captain, Hillary Clinton was going to win hands down. It just wasn't even it was a foregone conclusion. And even the day before the election, it was a foregone conclusion. And they based these things on those kinds of polls.
Yeah, pardon me. Well, let's see. Well, John Zogby was the pollster, but when it came to the president, he had something to say about the absentee ballots versus the mail-in ballots, and it's quite interesting, and we're going to play that when we come back right after the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. So, Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we continue to cruise along the overnight radio airwaves, and hello to all our truckers out there going north, south, east, and west, and hello to all the ships at sea, too, because we got people listening, especially those guys bringing the oil back from over there in the Gulf States, over there around Texas and Louisiana, back here to Florida. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. That is our gal Friday up there in Georgia, and she's up here in Carrollton, Georgia. We'll tell you all about her and what it is she does in a little bit. But this is our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. And for you professional drivers out there, how about joining the Drivers Club at Pilot or Flying J? Get some of those points and you'll find out you'll be able to get some really neat deals on some things at the Pilots and Flying J's all around the country, America's largest truck stop chain. And if you go in to a Pilot or Flying J while the radio show is on and tell them you were listening to the Captain on the Captain's America Third Watch talking about the Pilot or Flying J, you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Or if you got one of those Pilot mugs, you can fill one of them up with whatever it is you're going to fill it up with. So, let's get going, and yep, we're going to rock the house again.
Oh,
goodness. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts from years ago. I'm going to crank that down and play that on the way out in an outro, but I'm going to bring Kyle back in here. Kyle, do you know what that music is now being used for, what that rhythm's being used for?
What is it?
Sunday Night Football.
Oh, okay.
That's nice. The music. That's the theme behind what Carrie Underwood does right there.
Very cool.
Yeah. So back in the day, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and I Hate Myself for Loving You. But anyway, that was a great song. And you talk about dancing to something. Holy smokes. But anyway, and by the way, she was quite the looker then. She's still the looker now. But, you know, very well preserved. How's that?
Well, there's only one Joan Jett, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, let's go to the weather. I'm going to read a statement, then give it to you. Isolated storm to severe storms are possible, with the possibility of severe gusts and hail from Montana southward through the central high plains into portions of the Texas Panhandle. Could be a tornado or two pop up there, too, by the way. A stationary front may bring the threat of thunderstorms with localized damaging gusts, more heavy rain, and flash flooding from the Carolinas to the middle Atlantic. Again, that's got nothing to do with the storm, which is long gone. This is just the way things you're working out with the heat and the humidity and all that. Now, Kyle, tell us about what's going on out west from Denver West.
Well, Captain, we're going to start out tonight. We've got a couple of wind advisories, one in the state of Washington, and this is in the Ellensburg area along Highway 90 and also Highway 82 if you're traveling through Washington State tonight, and through central Washington State and also through central Oregon. We've got a fire weather watch that extends pretty much through the middle of both states, but we've also got another wind advisory. This goes along the Columbia River along Highway 84, and that extends all the way through pretty much central Oregon, so you may have some windy conditions there. Down in California, not much to speak of other than small craft advisory off the coast, pretty much over the entire coast of California. But we still got fire weather warnings and heat in the southwest, starting around Kingman. This is where the fire weather warnings start. They go up, they notch around the Las Vegas area up into the central desert of Nevada, but also up through Utah, again up Highway 15, and traveling up past Provo, Salt Lake City, Ogden, and on into Idaho as well. So if you're traveling up Idaho again on Highway 15, you've got that fire weather warning that extends over into most of southwestern Wyoming, and then also in northern Montana, another fire weather watch, which covers a lot of the state there as well. Great Falls and Helena and that general area there as well.
Alrighty, well, we do have some bad weather, inclement breathing conditions for anybody who's got breathing problems around the Metroplex of Dallas. Again, that seems to be a problem. Going to be some high heat warnings down along the Mexican border down, down on I-10, just south of I-10 towards the Mexican border. Oh, about 40 or 50 miles in from El Paso, so you'll have that to worry about. And then the rain we were talking about tonight, the northern part of Virginia. That would be if you're up along I-64, perhaps I-70, perhaps in that corridor. And if you're going up and down I-81, you'll be running into some rain coming up I-81, going up into Maryland, the mountainous areas of Maryland over there. And then it'll quit just about the time you get to southern Pennsylvania. But that's where the storms are tonight. And before we go to break and I go out with the Joan Jett music here, the Zogby poll yesterday, President Trump, from Zogby now, not me, President Trump is winning big with the swing voters. That means the swing states. He threw out a half a dozen swing states, and Trump was up by significant amounts in every one of the states. Again, this goes along with the same polls that are there from, say, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, NBC, or the New York Times, where they show Trump trailing by as much as 5 or 6 or 7 points. It's just not true.
Well, that's right, Captain, and the Zogby polls looking at battleground states, swing states like Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. In Florida, he's got 68%, North Carolina 63%, Ohio 60%, and Pennsylvania 73%. And again, I think people are listening to what the president is saying. They're evaluating. They know what this president can do pre-COVID, and I think they know what he can do post-COVID as well. What they don't want, Captain, which I'm almost positively sure that they don't want, is their taxes raised and then a bunch of other weird stuff coming in.
Like how about
defund the police with
banks? How about defunding the police? That is a major issue out there in America right now, and it's coming back to bite the Democrats right squarely in the butt where it should be, because people are stepping up. Well over 60% of the population are stepping up going, no way, Jose. Not the way to solve the problem. Education, training, maybe, but defunding the police, no way. And I heard what the L.A. sheriff said last night about what's going to happen. He said our crime levels are going to go through the roof.
Oh, absolutely. And then you're going to call 9/11, and it's going to take a while, or something else is going to go wrong. And again, this trying to create this toxic environment for the very act of enforcing the law is just absolutely going to degrade our country. And people know this. People don't think that the problem is having police. Exactly.
Well, Kyle, I'll tell you what. I've been sitting here wanting to do this ever since we played this, and I told you I was going to play this, so we're going to go out with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. But here's the deal, folks. Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Make sure you stop on by. Drivers, join the Drivers Club. Get those points and get the free stuff that comes along with it. Catwoman and Road Dog do, and they're having a great old time telling about all the stuff they get with their points. So you can, too. Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, nearest you. All righty. And are you ready, Kyle?
Absolutely.
Here we go.
Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.